Unity. Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua has lashed out at unnamed politicians claiming that they hijacked peaceful Generation Z protests to settle political scores. Speaking in Nanyuki on Friday, where he attended the burial of Susan Muthoni Wanjohi, mother to the Secretary to the Cabinet Mercy Wanjohi, the DP also faulted some people who took advantage of well-intentioned peaceful protests to engage in criminal activities including looting and destroying of property. Gachagua, who was accompanied by Prime Cabinet Secretary Musalia Mudavadi and Cabinet nominees Soipan Tuya, Defence, Rebecca Miano, Tourism, Alice Wahome, Lands, and former Treasury CS Njuguna Ndungu, at the same time urged for unity and noted that after President William Ruto appointed the CSs, it was a gain for the entire country. For us as a region, we are very happy. All sorts of analysts are commenting on gain and losses, which region got what, which lost and which gained. The whole thing is a win for the people of Kenya, said Gachagua, adding that people needed to remain united since the country had gone through a difficult period. On his part, Mudavadi reiterated the need for peace and regretted that the anti-government protests had caused loss of lives and destruction of property. People have died and others are sad for the loss of property, including businesses that have been destroyed. Some had loans and others their life savings are gone due to protests. Let's be patriotic Kenyans who know even if there are problems, we need to follow the law, said the Prime CS.